want them to understand. He said in another place, like the prophet Isaiah said, lest they see and hear and I heal them. I don't want to heal them. I don't want to save them. Well, why not? Because they're not seeking me. That's why I don't want to save them. I only save those who seek me. Blessed are the hunger, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You can be hungry and thirsty and stay at home if you want to, but and not even seek God at all. If you're just hungry and thirsty. But if you'll take that hunger and thirst, man, I got to do something with my life. I got to find God somewhere. You're going to find him. You're going to find him. But he's not going to come and rescue you if you're not seeking him. Verse 11. Now, the parable is this. So, see, they would go to the side. You see, they were seeking him. He'd give out the parable and say, what do you mean by this? What do you mean by this? And they were seeking the answer, so he told them. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. He told Adam, dress it and keep it. The verse after that, he says, this is my commandment. All you got to do is keep the commandment, and you keep the garden. If you don't keep my commandment, you don't keep the garden. All right. Those by the wayside, the seed fell on those by the wayside, are they that hear, then cometh the evil, or cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts. It wasn't dressed. It's a hard heart. Lest they should believe and be saved. I don't want them to be saved if that's the way they're going to be, hard-hearted. So they got the seed. They didn't dress their heart, so they didn't keep it. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. Oh, man, I should have been here a long time ago. And they have no roots. First trial comes, tribulations. Which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. You know why this church isn't completely slap full? That right there. Man, I should have been here. Lord, this is where I needed to be. You let a little temptation come by, and it's like the other place it says the sun comes up and they wither. They got the seed. They didn't have the dressing, and therefore they didn't keep it. And they which fell among thorns, or they which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches. That's a choker right there. I thought you had to get cares and riches. Cares don't have to be riches. Cares. Caring too much about other things than the word that was delivered to you. Choked by the cares, another place it says of life, cares and riches and pleasures of this life. And bring no fruit to perfection. Remember I told you last service, if you're bound, you'll never do anything for God. You'll never. You're always going to. You're always, one of these days, you never do. Because what happens is, you got a little fruit, but guess what? If fruit is not go to perfection, Brother Petrie, you don't want the seed. You only want the seed out of the pod, if you will, that goes to perfection. That's the seed you want. So you really, guess what? You hurt your seed after you. So they got the seed in their heart, but the thorns and the rich, or the thorns were the riches and they were the pleasures of life. They didn't dress their heart. And therefore, even though they received the seed, they brought no seed to perfection. So they didn't keep it. Their seed was no good. But that on good ground, everyone say good ground. Good ground are they which are in an honest. You know, the first thing you've got to do is be honest with who? Yourself. There's sometimes you just got to say, I messed up. I don't have anybody to blame. I could say it's that woman you gave me. It's that devil. You do all that you want to. But the way out of the curse is to say, it's me. It's me. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. And you know what? He's God. And I know whatsoever a man soweth, he also reap. But as God, he can say, that's enough. That's enough. I'll accept your repentance. You're not going to reap what you sowed. He's God. He can do that. Good ground are they which in an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, there you go, keep it. Dress it and keep it. Cut away the things out of your heart and get rid of it, Adam. Throw that peeling away. Throw that dirty thing away. And eat the fruit of the Spirit and keep the seed. And bring forth fruit with patience. What, you see, you missed that. You got to plant that thing. You see, it said they brought forth fruit to perfection, but they did it through patience. So therefore, what it says is they got the seed out of the fruit that they produced. And with patience, they planted the seed that they got from their patience and got another harvest out of it called children or anything that seed would produce. It's the same principle with Adam. Dress it and keep it. You get to eat it, but you should dress it, get rid of the field, and keep the seed. Plant that seed, and it'll bring forth more of whatever it is as they come tonight. The good ground was an honest and a good heart. I'm telling you, if a person's got a good heart, they can mess up. It's like the Lord, Peter asked the Lord, said, how many times should I forgive my brother if he sins against me? Seven times? He said, oh, no, 70 times seven. Because as long as out of their heart they say, I'm sorry, brother, I didn't mean to do that. Tomorrow they do it again, I'm sorry, brother. As long as they have a good heart, God is willing to forgive. But it's when you have that rebellious heart, it's not my fault, he's not willing to forgive. So the honest heart and the good heart will keep the seed and eat the fruit or the fat of the land, if you will, and be able to plant the seed and reap the harvest of what they plant with patience. No wonder Jesus said, if you say that you love me, keep it. If you say that you love me, keep my commandment. That's the same thing he was telling Adam. Keep it. Here is my commandment. You're already in the garden. I'm already blessing you. But I got one thing to tell you. You can eat of every fruit that there is that has the seed in it. But Lord, don't eat of that one because it's got a bad seed. And Lord, it still does. It still does. And that's why the seed began to fight. I thank God for Jesus Christ who brought in a new seed, a new hope. Hallelujah, a new way. Hallelujah. No wonder he's told them, eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. He said, or you'll have no part of me. He said, who shall declare his generation? Here it is right here. We become of the seed of Abraham, if you will. They challenged him, said, our father is Abraham. He said, for Abraham was I am. I am that seed. Hallelujah. And through the born again experience that we have in Christ, we become the fruit, if you will, from the seed that was planted in the Word of God. If you want to bear fruit, you got to have a seed. That's all there is to it. You can't bear fruit without a seed. Whew. His commandments, the Bible said, is not grievous. I've had so many people tell me, well, I just couldn't do it. Man, I tell you, it's so hard. Oh, the pressure, the people, the ridicule is so hard. The Bible plainly says the way of a transgressor is hard. As I said the other night, get in this thing. Get into it. All your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. That's what he's saying. Get into it. And when you do, it's not so hard. Because you know why? All he wants you to do is keep my word. And that's why he said, you know, James said, be a hearer. Don't be just a hearer of the word, but a keeper of the word, a doer of the word. He said, Jesus said, any man that heareth my words and keep it, I shall liken him unto a man that built his house upon the rock. And the winds came and the waves came and it beat vehemently upon that house. And it fell not. Guess what? His seed was in the house. He didn't lose out, and neither did his seed. He didn't lose his stuff. because he kept the word. He that heareth my word and keepeth it, I will liken him unto this. If he doesn't keep it, yes, he's got a house. It may be three stories, the light electricity's on, and everything's good, but Rita will take you out. I'll send in a storm that won't let your house stand. And great was the fall of it. He lost his seed. He lost everything. I hope you're getting the picture tonight. If you keep the commandments of God, you keep the blessings of God. If you keep, it's like a man that built a house upon the rock. You keep your house. You keep your stuff. You keep your children. Woo. But if you don't keep it, Adam, out you go. 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God. How many of you love the children of God? I do. I'm here. You know, I'm here tonight because I love you. That's why I'm here. And we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. My. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is looking for keepers. Can't tell you how many times my dad and my mom and I told David, I thought I told you, you know, keep my word. How many times? I don't even have time to tell you how many times he said in the New Testament, keep my mouth, keep. So he's looking for keepers. The blessings are automatic if you'll just keep my words. Because that's a seed, and that seed brings forth the fruit of the Spirit. You'll have love, joy, peace, all these things. You will have it if you'll just keep his commandments. Hallelujah. Would you stand? Dress it and keep it. Hallelujah. Sing with them tonight.